Garbage Rush Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Online Arbitrage Podcast. So we're going to be talking about the big dates in 2023. What opportunities are you going to take this year? We're probably well past an acceptable date to wish a happy new year to you, but it is still a new year and one that will be full of opportunity. I know that we're in February, but there's still plenty of the year to go. There are always opportunities that crop up in online arbitrage. There are some that are regular fixtures in the calendar though. Some are country specific or just bigger in some places than others. There are some big dates in 2023 to take note of though. Whether it is the obvious in Q4 or the more obscure festivals and celebrations, Amazon customers will be buying something for them. This is spending on top of the norm, so it's bonus sales for you. Let's plan your year out though with some key dates to source for and when to get organised to maximise your inventory. So we're going to run through each month of January 2023. We're already into the month, I know it's just passed, but this is the time to be sourcing and planning for the year, including some key dates that are approaching fast. This is often a time of the year that sales are better than expected, so don't assume your usual sellers or normal sourcing isn't as important. There are often some big sales in January, and this applies for any year, so it's a good time to be sourcing the clearance and sales sections of retailers. What are the key considerations for this month though? So in January you've got things like Q4 returns. So Amazon offer extended returns through Q4 all the way to the end of January, so it isn't unusual to see returns on the rise. You know by now that it's just one of those things you have to accept, so make sure you are reconciling them and getting them back out for sale. You may well see fewer competitors for a lot of them and some better selling prices. You've got Super Bowl, which is the biggest sporting event in the calendar for a lot of people and a date that means a get-together. American football products, novelty drinking vessels and clothing, disposable dinnerware, snacks, anything that you'll see at a big party the 12th of February this year. Valentine's Day, the first really big occasion is the 14th of February. You definitely need to get your stock into Amazon in January to sell in that first half of February if you haven't already. Heart-themed gifts and chocolates are the obvious winners, but have a search on Amazon or the big retailers for some alternative inspiration. And Christmas, we're not kidding. Plenty of the competition will have already got a plan for Christmas 2023. Even if you aren't planning for it, the January sales might throw up some opportunities for products that didn't shift last year. Retail arbitrage sellers would definitely benefit from asking retailers what they have in the back of the store. So now we're in February 2023. Love is in the air if you're lucky. Whether you think it is romantic though is beside the point. Millions of customers do. Sales can be slower in February, so any reason to boost them is welcome. It's the focal point of February, but not the only date to look out for. So Valentine's Day, again, if you are quick, you can still get stock in for Valentine's Day at the start of the month. How many people do you know leave it late? Just ask yourself that. Then from the 15th, pick up some bargains for next year. RA sellers will be making a killing by doing this. Take care with multiples though, of course, so chocolates. They will still need to have at least 90 days used by from next Valentine's Day. 17th of March is St. Patrick's Day, and it marks Ireland's patron saint's day, so make it a job for early February. Anything Irish themed, anything green or Guinness, anything you might need for a big parade. Big in a lot of the US, in fact anywhere where some Irish might be. Then you've got Mother's Day. In the UK, it is in March. In fact, this year, just a couple of days after St. Patrick's Day, and February is the latest you should be sourcing for it. So boxes of chocolates, jewellery, bath treats, cards, gifts, anything the big retailers are selling off for it, so can you. March 2023, the end of spring, can be a busy time for a lot of people, but that does mean there is opportunity for some seasonal sales coming up. Hopefully this month is where your investment in February events pays off. It's also getting a bit warmer in those cooler parts to go out and do some retail arbitrage. So you've got Easter, which lands on the 7th of April in 2023. So chocolate baskets, toy bunnies, all fair game, but beware of any multiple restrictions that may kick in May. School holidays. Over the Easter period, schools typically have a 2-week break. If families aren't seeking some much needed sun overseas, vacation goods will see a spike. Then the kids will need something to entertain them when at home. Some of those games, electrical goods and toys that might have been good for Christmas could sell well. multiples. So this is something to think on for this month. Restrictions on storing multiple products will likely kick in at the end of April, so now is the time to get organized. Get Profit Protector Pro working on making some profitable sales though. Don't just tank those prices. And Mother's Day in the US, it's on the 8th of May this year, so get sourcing in March to have your stock in place in April. Much like the UK version we mentioned in February, get in all those gifts that mums love. April 2023. Enjoy some Easter time off this month, but not too much. This is a bit of a dead time for events, but this is the best time to get properly ahead for the rest of 2023. Summer can be a quiet time as schools are out, the weather is better, and people find activities to do to spend their money on. Plan well though, and you could make the most of that. So summer in general, we're coming into the better weather for much of Europe and North America, and people are going to get excited as soon as the sun comes out. Gardening, home improvement, barbecuing, and outdoor products are going to start selling now, so make sure you have already considered this. Q4, retailers are going to be getting ready to sell those summer products as well. That means they will need to create space. That's the honey to a bee that retail arbitrage operators love to hear. Wintry goods that will sell again in the autumn will be being sold off. Now is the time to jump in. May 2023, we are venturing into a slower time of year for some sellers, or at least in some categories. The better weather often brings out some slower sales, but not for all. At the very least, get organised for any key dates then and be ready for the autumn bounce. So Father's Day. Sorry Dads, this isn't as big as Mother's Day, but all the same, it is an opportunity for kids or their mums to go shopping for theirs. Tools, gifts, clothing, including socks, electronics maybe, anything that'll keep Dad happy and entertained for at least the day. School's out, so much like Easter time, families need to be kept entertained when the school breaks up. Anything to do with travel, sun protection, and after sun, outdoor games, toys, and more gardening stuff will sell before the weather really turns good. Source deals now. And then think about when school is in. Whilst we are only just talking about school finishing, this is also the time to be sourcing for when schools go back in autumn. Watch as retailers put stationery, warmer clothes, even electronics into their clearance sections. June 2023, the summer starts here. Hopefully, if the weather, especially in the UK, isn't playing ball, then there may be some more sales this month than expected. In terms of sourcing, there are some dates to aim for though, even if just to find some good deals like on Prime Day. So Independence Day in the US, get your American flags, barbecue stuff, games and anything party related into Amazon by the middle of this month. It's right at the start of next month, so make sure you don't leave it too late. Amazon Prime Day usually lands in July, so watch out for communication from Amazon. You can sign up with some of your ASINs to take advantage, though it tends to be private label sellers who do best here. There is a spike in traffic though, so make sure you are stocked up in your better selling ASINs. Plenty of customers will quickly seek from Prime Day products to any product. We know we do. Amazon Prime Day provides some great deals for sourcing too. Get your analysis right and you could find some bargains to resell. July 2023. We know you will never be totally off when it comes to running your business, but perhaps just stick to your regular sourcing and continue planning for your autumn dates while the weather is good. Q4 isn't a million miles away at this point, so now is a good time to make a plan and work out what capital you have and where to store stock. August 2023, this is the time to start stockpiling some deals for later in the year. It's still summer though, so don't miss out on some sun while you still can. So here you've got Labor Day in the US, the end of summer, in the US at least, the UK August bank holiday on the last weekend of the month may provide similar opportunity. Often it means a late summer trip or garden party. Make sure you're one of the few sellers still stocking some summer goods. Q4 is coming, so bear that in mind. It might not feel like it, but it is. Prepare for Q4 now. It will be here in a few short weeks. Organize your storage areas and begin increasing your sourcing. Up your quantities on the products you know will sell well. If you've been debating whether to purchase a product, check the BuyBot Pro charts to see if it experiences a surge in demand during Q4. If you can even find Christmas products, then get buying. September 2023, schools are back in full flow, the kids are out of your hair, so getting back into the swing of sourcing is also coming into a super busy time of the year, and hopefully you've got ahead to soften the blow. So what do you need to consider now the summer is over and you'll find yourself in the office a little more? So Halloween, So it's a big business to be had in the US and growing in Europe, as with Valentine's Day and Christmas to an extent, there are very specific decorations, theme products, and sweet goods that will fly out. If you have the space to store goods, you can pick up some bargains just after Halloween to hold for the following year. So if you did last year, start getting them into FBA in September. And Q4 in general, a little reminder that Q4 starts at the start of October, you should be keeping on sourcing. If you can find Christmas decorations, advent calendars, clothing and so forth, then now might be the last time you get them on a deal. October 2023. The big dates in 2023 are really close now. In fact, technically, the biggest period of them all starts. A lot of sellers' businesses rely a lot on how Q4 performs. It might not show until November in terms of sales, but traffic really bounces on Amazon from here, and it's still a key time for sourcing. So Q4, again, it doesn't stop here. Sales sometimes don't kick off until November, so keep sourcing and stocking up. Almost anything is fair game, but especially gifts, toys, games, some clothing. Do your BuyBot Pro analysis diligently to find out. Multiples. Amazon will accept multiples from this month, so now is the time to fill your inventory for Halloween and Christmas. We're thinking chocolate, of course. Thanksgiving, there are plenty of Americans celebrating across the world, so selling in the US is not a prerequisite. 23rd of November is the date, so plenty of time this month to source and get stock into FBA. Think tableware, general US-themed goods, and autumn goods as well. Black Friday and Cyber Monday. Black Friday lands straight after Thanksgiving, followed neatly by Cyber Monday. These can last up to 2 weeks now, so whether you want to add products or offers or not, this is a big sales weekend as Amazon get tons of traffic. Keep an eye out for any deals on Amazon you can make the most of. November 2023, don't stop now. The sales might feel like you've made it, but there are still opportunities afoot. So Christmas, Q4 leads up to the biggest gift-giving celebration of the year. Keep your inventory replenished, but make sure you are still sourcing. There will still be deals to be found and flipped before customers stop buying for Christmas. Anything shipped into Amazon after the end of November might miss the Christmas rush, but there will still be people buying late. The fulfillment network has improved its efficiency over the years, so November is still a good time to be shipping boxes in. And December 2023, next year, should be on the mind. Yes, it can feel like there is a lot to keep up on in terms of account admin in December, but every business needs to plan ahead, even in busy times. So 2024 is nigh at this point. This Christmas, if you find some last minute deals at the start of the month, there is still a good window to sell in. Even consider manually fulfilling. Q4 is the time most sellers make hay, and those going the extra mile will definitely benefit. Not to point out the obvious, but Christmas 2024, yep, this might be the best time to get stocking up for next Christmas. Stores will be fire sailing, a lot of festive stock, decorations and clothing. They won't want to hold it for 10 months though. Can you? January sales. So January sales start before January now, sometimes before Christmas. There'll be bargains for sure as retailers need to offload stock that didn't shift in the festive period. And the New Year downturn. Amazon vouchers are one of the biggest selling Christmas gifts and are just one reason post-Christmas sales don't drop as much as you'd think. Keep sourcing throughout December as there will be opportunities. Plus, if you've sourced well for Q4, your inventory may be dwindling. If 2023 is going to be another year you smash it, then you will want to capitalize on as many opportunities as possible to boost your sales. Those one-off dates could well add the sales spikes that will make the difference. Hopefully, all of this information has helped and it's helped you plan out your year if you haven't done so already. Maybe you weren't aware of some of those events, particularly if you are new to the whole Amazon game. But hopefully, as I say, this has helped you with all of your planning. Thank you so much for listening and I'll catch you in the next podcast. The Online Arbitrage Podcast.